Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's Carson and Kennedy for Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. I started that off really backwards. Anyway, we'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe, all the wonderful stories that make us grateful to be alive and for wonderful people in our universe. We have a brand new War of the Roses, and we have another silly game to win tickets to see Thomas Rhett. This one is called Smarter Than a Third Grader, the Earth Day Quiz. How's this for a tease, Kennedy? John Henry might be out as owner.
Really?
Wow.
So I'm talking about Liverpool FC, this soccer club in England. So him and 11 other very wealthy people got together and decided they were going to take their soccer team out of these big leagues and make their own Super League.
Yes.
And then the fans got all pissed off about it, especially the Liverpool fans.
There's a lot of loyalty there, and it's like your city. It's what you...
Right.
Since your grandpa was a kid.
100%.
Right. And, you know, it was a money grab. They were trying to get better money, have more control their teams and how much they were going to make. And I guess over here, we're used to that. We're used to the money grab by rich people, right?
Yeah, like teams leave and you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Yeah, the team's in one town one day and another town the next. It just happens. Well, they weren't having it there. Not only did the whole thing fall apart within 48 hours of it being announced.
I love it. The people.
John Henry had to issue an apology to all of the fans. He put out a video. He should be apologizing to us for Mookie Betts is what he should be doing.
That's a whole other can of worms,
right?
Though.
But now they're saying he may have to give up the ownership of the team. It's gotten so bad. It is wild.
Will the other owners have to give up their teams too?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I mean,
what's
if they realized
happen.
It was a mistake and they were like, okay, we thought it would be a good idea.
Nope,
now we're not going to do it.
That's not enough for the fans. It's not enough for the fans to just apologize. They don't think he deserves to be the owner of that franchise anymore because he doesn't have their best interests at heart.
I see. Well,
so he may be out. I don't know. You don't think it'll happen?
No.
Well, I didn't think they were going to crush the Super League either, but they did. It's bad.
Fans are powerful, man, especially over there. I saw them with some of their signs. I was like, I wouldn't mess with them.
No.
Right?
No.
No.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
617-931-1234. If you want to drop us a text, maybe a story, somebody you know that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe. There's a guy who's terminally ill. He went to a restaurant in Tennessee on Saturday, paid for two others. Tables orders, and then left the server a $1,000 tip.
Incredible.
He said he wants to stay anonymous, but told them he wanted to use the time that he has left spending his money on other people. Someone in Minnesota started a fire in a dumpster.
Like you do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was right next to a Family Dollar store, and the whole building could have gone up. But a tow truck driver came by, used the truck to move the dumpster away from the building, and a video of it is making the rounds online.
Wow.
Two first graders in Vegas became friends online during the pandemic, and they just got to meet up in person for the first time.
Stop.
One of them knew, but the other girl's mom kept it a secret.
You guys, the wholesomeness.
That's
so when they saw each
so
other
sweet.
In a park, it was pure joy. Bear was actually hanging out with a couple of his friends yesterday at their house,
yeah.
Which just... It felt so good.
Yeah, just normal.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, for him to not be under my feet, too.
That too, I mean, that too.
But no,
too.
I'm sure it felt good for him.
For them to be around other kids and not their parents. Monday. They get sick of you, too.
Monday
I didn't think about, though, that there would be kids who'd never met their classmates because they were so, you know, yeah. first grade or kindergarten or whatever.
Right. No, that's happening on Monday. Barrett hasn't met half his class.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so he'll meet them all on Monday. An anonymous woman in Daytona Beach, Florida, stopped at an animal shelter on Saturday. She told them she had made a bunch of money and she wanted to pay for all of the adoption fees for dogs that were ready to be adopted. Guess how she made her money, Kennedy?
I don't know.
Cryptocurrency, specifically Dogecoin.
Well, they're for dogs, so
that's
there you go.
D-O-G-E coin, Dogecoins. Apparently she made a ton of money.
I don't know how it translates into real money, but I know I won in.
Even the tallest mountain in the world isn't a total refuge from COVID. The first case of COVID was just found on Mount Everest at a base camp 17,600 feet up. The person who tested positive was airlifted to a hospital. The Burning Man Festival.
Yeah, what about it?
Would you go?
Absolutely.
I've always wanted to go. I don't know if I could, but I've always wanted to go.
Well, they are thinking about making vaccinations mandatory for the event this summer.
I don't hate that at all.
Love that.
Although they do say that challenges the concept of radical inclusion, which is what Burning Man is all about. Burning Man is just about going out into the desert and being and doing whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
Having sand in all the crevices all the time.
Get the shot. That's like the sixth chemical some of those people have in
their body.
That's exactly right, Daniel.
And this is 21, continuing to be 2021 in a pandemic. Someone in Miami was on a Zoom court hearing this week, and I guess their camera got turned around, and they were, in fact, getting a butt injection from a doctor in the middle of their Zoom court hearing.
Why?
I don't know. You know, things come up. You have two appointments. You double book.
I understand. And ass shots are important. They are. If you want to be, Kylie. You know, if you want to look like Nicki Minaj or Kim Kardashian, it's important.
I got a little junk in the trunk, Annie. I haven't had no shots.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Just natural.
Are you?
Yeah, a little badunk-a-dunk is what my son says.
Mm-hmm. Hitting the squat rack? Is that what you're doing?
No, just eating a lot.
Yep.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe?
I'm trying to wash the image of your butt out of my head. Hang on. Okay. So I'd like for you to picture a young woman. Maybe she's, I don't know, 8. I'm really bad with ages.
Okay.
She's wearing like the burgundy pantsuit that Michelle Obama wore at the inauguration.
Yes.
And she has a message.
If someone cool and act like a bully, you don't stoop to their level. No, our motto is when they go low, we go high. I am becoming me, Michelle Obama.
You ready? You ready for the day now, people?
God.
I love her.
You know she's the line leader of her elementary school class.
Absolutely.
And she's at the front.
If someone cool and act like a bully, you don't stoop to their level. No, our motto is when they go low, we go high. I am becoming me, Michelle Obama.
Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We're going to give away some more tickets for Thomas Rhett. He's going to be at the Xfinity Center down in Mansfield on September 18th. Cole Swindell is going to be on that show as well. And because it's Earth Day, we thought we might have some Earth Day fun. Kennedy has curated a bunch of questions from like third grade science information.
Yep.
And it's going to be a battle royale between me and somebody that listens to this show. All right. How about that? People always say, how come I don't play Campy Kennedy? What do you hear my third grade science knowledge?
Let's
You're
go.
You're about to find out why he doesn't play.
So that'll happen just after 7 o'clock. Let's get to the dirty right now.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right. So I have some Jeopardy guest host information to give you.
Yes.
Well, LeVar Burton is going to be a host.
Yes.
I love it.
The people spoke. They did a whole bunch of petitioning. And the people got their way.
Change.org is like, we get it.
The petition that they put out there got over almost 250,000 signatures.
Holy
so God. He will join Robin Roberts, George Stephanopoulos, David Faber, and Joe Buck. So he will run July 26th through the 30th.
Awesome.
I'm excited to see him. I think he'll do a great
job. I think he's going to do great. Anderson Cooper is still my pick.
I just can't wait for the next person. You're like, nope, that one's the best.
I don't think anybody's going to pass Anderson
Cooper. Wait
till
Joe Buck gets up there.
No, I don't think Joe Buck's going to pass Anderson Cooper. I don't think it's going to happen.
I still want Ken Jennings.
I do too.
Like, I watched Anderson Cooper last night. He was phenomenal. But
he's
amazing, isn't he?
I just
like having the guy who's the best at Jeopardy hosting Jeopardy.
Do you think Anderson Cooper would quit all his jobs to become the Jeopardy host?
It's only 2 days a week that you have to record that show.
They're very long days, though.
Every 2 weeks, even.
Huh?
Every 2 weeks, they record
it. They film
it.
them.
Yeah, so you don't even do it every week. So it's every other week for 2 days a week. And I think if you back the truck up to somebody like that, they take the gig. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that show prints money.
Yeah, exactly.
So the frozen yogurt shop that Demi Lovato got into a bit of a scuffle with over this past week is speaking out. There have been a lot of things appearing on the interwebs about things that Demi said in direct messages with Big Chill.
Yep.
However, a lot of them have been photoshopped and they're not real. So they debunked a rumor that Demi had donated $100,000 and delivered a written apology to the company for her behavior earlier this week. The Big Chill says they have not been in touch with Lovato since it all went down. A lot of the direct messages that were faked, one of them I saw said, "Don't come at me," like she was gonna whatever. And another one said that she was donating and all of this stuff, and none of it has happened. They said after receiving so many inquiries, they were like, "Look, we have not made changes to our menu. We have not heard anything from Demi since her sorry, not sorry apology on Monday. We have not heard from her team. These are photoshopped images. Thank you again for all of your support." And I saw they went from like 6,000 followers on Instagram to 35,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw pictures of people who were out there with lines around the block supporting
them. Oh, I'm sure.
So.
This is the best advertisement they could have ever gotten.
I think I saw, so on the afternoon show with Greg, Craig, and Danielle, Danielle's friend Heather, who used to work here, just moved out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she went by there yesterday, the day before. And there was, when she went in, it looked like she got right in, no problem. There wasn't any line or anything like that. But they just went in there.
Well, I don't know what day she went.
Yeah.
But now it's, you know, reached critical mass.
Yeah, if you're wondering,
a couple days for
she said the froyo was delicious there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she
I'm sure
did.
It is.
I didn't hear the audio. She said it was good.
Yeah, she loved it.
Yeah. Well, it's been in business for 30-something years.
I'm sure.
I imagine it doesn't
suck.
Frozen
yogurt's awesome.
Right.
It's just your local place that makes the froyo and all of that stuff. So in any event, that's where we are there.
Be ice cream or be nothing, frozen yogurt.
What? You don't like froyo?
Not when there's ice cream.
Huh. You know, both can't exist in a world, Dan.
No, there can only be one.
Like Highlander. So what if I told you that Carrie Underwood and Celine Dion might be doing something together?
Excuse me, what?
Sounds like an opening of a podcast.
What?
What if I told you?
What if I told you?
I'm
can
just
Ty
saying.
Ty Clarkson be on it too?
I feel like if I saw the two of them sitting together, my head might explode.
No, those pipes, Kennedy?
I know.
What vocal cords?
So I honestly don't know what this means, but there's a lot of speculation. So they both teased an announcement that was supposed to be revealed yesterday, sparking the speculation they'd be doing something together. Both artists postponed their announcements.
Wow.
Celine Dion has one. It's a very quick clip of her standing in what looks like a life-sized pinball game.
Okay.
And she's in the middle of it, just standing there looking at you, Celine Dion-like.
Right.
I have no idea what it is. I don't know if they're doing something together. I don't know if they're both going to be doing residencies in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, I honestly have no idea. It's supposed to drop sometime today. And as soon as I know something, you, my friends, will know something. Oh! This might be my favorite song of all time.
That's a good one.
Cyndi Lauper did it better, but I love this one.
Is she the most revered Canadian?
Avril Lavigne.
Shania Twain. Put some respect.
Chad Kroeger. Stop.
All right, you guys, coming up at 7:30. I have the best Dancing with the Stars news, I think, that you've ever heard.
Wow. Now I got to recklessly speculate. What could be the best Dancing with the Stars news?
I wonder if somebody...
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I don't know. I'm just going to recklessly speculate.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Could be.
Back.
Could be. Could be.
No.
The light
and the light turns on.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
We love the earth. It is our. watch this video at least once a month.
It's so good.
This is Lil Dicky. It's called Earth. If you've never watched the video, spectacular. Be warned, though, there's an unedited version and an edited version. So if you're going to watch it with the kids, make sure you look up for the edited version, because the unedited version is pretty nasty, but
it's a Lil Dicky song.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got like Justin Bieber in it.
Ariana Grande,
Ed Sheeran. It's really good. All right, we're going to have a little Earth Day fun today, Kennedy.
Yep.
We have Maggie from Andover. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
What is the name of our game, Kennedy?
Carson, this is called the Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader Earth Day Quiz.
Okay.
Every time it gets better.
And so you have scoured the internet for questions about our Earth.
Yeah.
That every third grader should probably know.
We should all know.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do here is I'll go back and forth between the two of you.
It's me versus Maggie.
You versus Maggie. And then if you answer incorrectly, the other person has a chance to get that point. Okay. Fair?
Love it.
So this is kind of unfair, though. Can I say? So Maggie, tell everybody what you do for a living.
Yeah. I'm a preschool teacher.
She's a teacher. Girl.
And this is why it's unfair.
You're married to a teacher. Whatever.
If I may, Kennedy, it is unfair for Maggie because I went to the third grade 2 times.
Of course you did.
Carson's like, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Mitochu? All right, so are we ready to begin? Maggie, as a guest, I'm going to let you go first, if that's all right.
Sure.
And just to let you know what's on the line, tickets to go see Thomas Rhett, September 18th at the Xfinity Center.
Yes.
If you win, do you get the tickets?
No.
No.
Shh. Maggie, which is the largest ocean on our planet? Is it the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, or the Indian Ocean?
I believe the Pacific.
You are correct.
Atta girl, Maggie.
All right, Carson, your turn. Which is the largest island on our fair planet?
Is it Nantucket.
Madagascar, New Guinea, or Greenland?
Oh, that's easy. Greenland.
Very good.
Hey, told you.
You should have gone to Nantucket.
Martha's Vineyard.
Maggie, which is the fastest land animal? The ostrich, the giraffe, or the cheetah?
The cheetah.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
You don't want to be in a foot race with an ostrich, though.
No, you don't. Carson, the question to you is, what percentage of the Earth's surface is covered in water?
Mm-hmm.
Is it 50? Is it 60? Is it 70?
70%, Kennedy.
You are correct.
Hey, wow. Look at us. Third grade twice got me rolling.
Maggie, which is the highest waterfall on our fair planet? Is it Niagara, Angel, or Iguazu?
I'll say Angel.
Wow, you are correct. Wow.
Oh, that was a guess.
Wow.
That was a guess.
All right, Carson.
Yes.
What percentage of oxygen is in the Earth's atmosphere?
What?
Is it 18%, 21%, or 31%?
18% is the correct answer, Kennedy.
Carson, that is not correct. Oh. Maggie, you have the chance to steal the point. Is it 18%, 21%, or 31%?
21%?
That is correct.
Oh, that was another guess. She's just guessing. She doesn't know.
Real life Billy Madison over here.
Better guesser. She's just picking answer C.
And Carson, this one's for you.
Yes.
Who was the first explorer to reach the South Pole? Was it Roald Amundsen? Amundsen? Ernest Shackleton or Robert Falcon Scott?
Oh, it was Robert Falcon Scott.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Maggie, your chance to steal. Is it Roald Amundsen or Ernest Shackleton?
Maybe Ernest Shackleton?
Well, that is not correct, but it doesn't matter. You're still a winner!
Yay! Maggie! Carson.
Wow.
I hate cursive and I hate all of you.
Don't you love my conviction with wrong answers, too?
Well, you gotta, if you're gonna go, you gotta go, right?
I'm gonna own it.
I respect that move.
Right. All right. What was the name of that game again?
It's called the Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader Earth Day Quiz, Carson.
Yeah. It's a terrible name, but that was a fun game.
That's what I do. I make terrible names for games.
Okay, well, congratulations to you, Maggie. You have a pair of concert tickets. You are going to see Thomas Rhett at the Xfinity Center September 18th. Concerts are back. That is this year, by the way. This is in 2022.
A couple months.
It's happening.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, Cole Swindell is going to be there. You're going to be there. And a reminder, if you want to buy tickets for that show, they go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. And you are going absolutely first.
Yay, Maggie. Okay?
Woo! Thank you.
All right. We really appreciate you listening.
We do.
Why don't you give a shout out to your school?
Oh, okay. Yeah, shout out to Happy Day. I'm on my way.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, are you ready for some Taylor Swift Inception stuff with this new album, Taylor's Version, Kennedy?
Okay.
This story is wild. So, Taylor Swift's Fearless, Taylor's Version, posts the biggest sales week for an album on the Billboard 200 since Taylor's Evermore debuted at number one.
Of course.
Evermore posted the biggest debut since Folklore for an artist. Folklore had the biggest debut. Prior to that, it was Lover from Taylor Swift. The records she keeps breaking are her own.
Swifties are here for
they
it.
They mobilize.
It hurts my head to even read what that means.
It's unreal.
Just every album she releases breaks the all-time record, which is her own all-time record. That is wild.
She does what she does.
She does. All right, it's Carson Kennedy on Mix. Let's get to the dirty.
She got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of My Magic Carpet washable rugs. So I have some Dancing with the Stars news.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what this means, but I can only hope that it means what I think it means.
Yes.
Tom Bergeron went to the Instagram telling fans to, and I quote, stay tuned, to which he also put a picture from The Godfather with the line, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. What do you think it means?
He's coming back, absolutely. They realize that they are nothing without him.
They made a mistake.
Didn't we have this conversation right after? They're like, they're going to come crawling back to him at some point.
Of course.
And they're going to have to back up the truck. I think that's what we said.
Yeah. And I feel bad because I love Tyra. I really do. Yeah. I think that she... I mean, I didn't watch the show, so I guess I can't really have an opinion. But I feel like from the clips I saw last year, it looked like she was in it over her head.
Mm-hmm.
Or she just didn't... She wasn't like Tom Bergeron.
It's hard to do that kind of show. She's maneuvering between the people here, the judges, the people backstage.
Right.
There was a lot happening. And I think, there was a little out of her element. And he'd been doing it for so long. And he's like... You know, the person that makes us feel comfortable.
Like, you don't get rid of Alex Trebek in the middle of the Jeopardy run, right?
Right.
Like, you're all in. You stay with him until he leaves when you get to that point in a show. Because it's just so valuable.
100%.
And you can't recreate that. And Tyra Banks is super talented. I love her to death.
I mean, keep her on or whatever. Like,
no.
Bring him back.
Yeah, I think
he's got to say, I'm not coming back unless you bring my girl Erin Andrews back, too.
I would hope so.
We're in this thing together.
Yeah. Mm,
that would be interesting.
All right, guys, 1 week, two Tiger King stories. How'd you get so lucky?
I don't know. What do we do, Kennedy, to deserve this?
So Joe Exotic did an interview with Entertainment Tonight from his jail cell
from
the Federal Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow.
Talking about Carol Baskin and her husband. What happened was, Carol Baskin's husband, Howard, did an interview saying they would support Joe's early release from prison on one condition, and that is if he supported the Big Cat Public Safety Act. And Joe Exotic says, let's go.
Carol and Howard Baskin said that they would vow to help me get a pardon if I would support the Big Cat Safety Act. It is time for Carol and Howard to put up or shut the hell up, because I'm accepting their offer. The Big Cat Safety Act, the way it's written, is not going to help anybody except PETA and Carol Baskin. So, other than that, they need to stay the hell out of the news with all their crap just to get their name in the paper, because I just called their bluff. Listen, if I live through this, because my health is deteriorating by the day, we're going to turn this into something good.
First of all, Entertainment Tonight, you have to put that music behind us.
I'm so... Is he talking out of both sides of his mouth?
Yeah,
he really is.
Okay.
He said the way it's written, like he said, it's not going to help anyone but PETA and Carol Baskin. He said, I'll testify in front of the Senate. I'll testify in front of the House. They want to end big cats in America, and they want to end the exploitation of them. I'm the man to do it, but it's time to get an attorney general down here and listen to the evidence that I have to prove I'm innocent. Oh, I see. There we go.
There it is.
Even when she is his last line of defense, he hates her.
Hates.
He's like, Carol Baskin needs to shut the hell up, but I accept.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Go ahead. Carol said, I wouldn't seek a reduced sentence for Joe based upon him just saying he'd help and cub handling. I think he'd say anything but not actually do it. Mm. He'd have to actually work with authorities to bring all his buddies to justice and work with the legislators to end cub handling. Then I'd want him to be rewarded for having done the right thing. Mm. So let's see.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Dude. This is weird times.
It is.
Honestly, you're right.
He's never getting
the fact
out.
That Carol Baskin is saying, if you help us, I'll help you, is just bonkers. He tried to kill her.
He did. Allegedly.
Oh, excuse me, alleged. No, he's in jail.
Which is allegedly. Funny because she actually did kill somebody, not in jail.
That's true.
Very true.
And I have a couple of little nuggets to report. International supermodel Gisele Bündchen is the latest celebrity to join the Boston-based DraftKings.
What?
That makes sense. Her appointment as a special advisor comes a couple weeks after Tom Brady announced the launch of an NFT startup with three co-founders of DraftKings. She's going to be a special advisor to the CEO and board of directors for environmental, social, and governance initiatives. They've already collaborated on a project in which the company will plant 1 million trees by Earth Day of next year.
Okay.
Can't fight that.
That's really cool.
And a little more than a week after retiring from the NFL, Julian Edelman has revealed what he is going to be doing.
You know, when you see Edelman...
Oops, sorry, wrong clip.
He will be joining the cast of Inside the NFL. So that's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
He's also going to be working, his production company, Coast Productions, has reached an agreement with Viacom CBS to produce films and television programs. Of course, he did the 100% Julian Edelman that aired on Showtime.
It was awesome, too.
He made a video on his social media showing him and then, you know, like things from Showtime, SpongeBob from Nickelodeon, all of these things that being beamed up into Star Trek. So he said, I'm teaming up with Viacom CBS. We're going to make movies, shows, and docs on networks like Showtime, Nickelodeon, and Paramount Plus. Speaking of which, I'm also joining the legendary cast of Inside the NFL. Let's get to work. He said, Growing up, I had two dreams, to win a Super Bowl and to be Maverick from Top Gun. So one dream has come true. Hmm. I'm honored to join the show and create content with Coast Productions, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to chase down a different dream.
So does this start after he plays his next season with Tampa?
No.
It's not happening.
You gotta let it go, buddy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's Carson and
Kennedy's World of Roses. All right, we have Chris, who is in for War of the Roses this morning. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, Chris is a guy, Kennedy.
We're flipping the script this morning, Carson.
Okay. So what's going on? Why do you want to do roses?
So just kind of like everybody else, last year has just been kind of a rough one. My girlfriend, Emily, she just moved here to be with me after I got my dream job in the city. And she's just been having a hard time finding work the last couple months. And she's kind of felt like she didn't have anybody here. So I tried, you know, making time to introduce her to like my group of friends, and she fit in right away. She didn't grow super close with my girlfriends that I tried to introduce her to, but she got really close with my buddy Andrew. And I was a little kind of weirded out at first, but she told me she like just kind of always gets along better with guys than she does with girls. So whatever, you know. But they started like doing everything together. And like when I would work late, she would grab dinner with him. And I know he's like my boy and I trust both of them, but there's just still something about it that just kind of bothers me. Like, I mean, like last night she told me that she was going to a spin class, and I know I'm going to sound crazy, but I checked her location. We share our locations, and she was at Andrew's apartment, or she was right next to it.
Oh.
And I just kind of need to know what's really going on.
All right, so you understand how this works, Chris. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for Emily's cell phone company, offering up a dozen long-stemmed red roses, and then we'll see who Emily sends them to. Be very quiet while all of this is happening, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Shelly?
Yep.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak with Emily?
This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. We're not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. We're actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Wow, roses? Can I have them for myself? All right, kidding. No, that's awesome. Thank you. That's really cool.
Okay, so let's just start with the card. Need a name of the person you'd like to send them to.
Okay, Andrew.
Okay, and what would you like the card to say to Andrew?
Dear Andrew, thank you for making this city fun.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still pretty new to Boston and stuff, but I definitely would have moved back home if it wasn't for him.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing? Are you serious?
Chris?
What about me? Yeah, what about me if you don't have him? Emily, we live together.
Wow, what are you doing?
I'm freaking trying to figure out, like, what is going on? Like, what's going on with you and Andrew?
Okay, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Emily, hi, this is Carson and Kennedy. We're on Mix 104.1. You might be new to the city and you don't listen to us, but you should. We're a great show. Anyway.
I do love you guys. Yeah.
Oh, so you're familiar with the show? You never heard Roses? Because you just got caught up in it. Chris is on the line with you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Emily,
why are you? What? I don't understand. Why are you calling?
Did you forget we're in a relationship? I mean, like, I understand, like, last year was not, like, exactly easy for you. But, and I know you moved here, and I appreciate that. Well, like, why do you have to spend so much time with Andrew? I mean, do you want to be with him?
Listen, you know, you've been working all the time, which is fine. This is your dream job.
Yeah, I have a job.
And I came here for that. But I don't have a lot of friends. And Andrew is, like, we've been hanging out a lot together. He's made it a lot easier for me. And that's all. And I don't understand what the problem is.
Like, I get you're lonely, and I get that Andrew's a good dude and a good time, and I'm happy he's there for you. But, like, why did you lie about going to a spin class last night when you were at his apartment? I saw you on the maps. Like,
oh, wow.
Why didn't you just tell
me? Now? Honestly,
we share our location with each other.
I didn't tell you because I knew you'd be weird about it, and I didn't know you'd be this weird about it. I mean, I just needed to get out of the apartment. I get stir crazy after a while.
Yeah, but why can't you talk to me? Like, I don't get it. Emily, you can't just go to your... You can't... I don't even...
I'm comfortable with him. I mean, I'm sorry if that, like, pisses you off, but when you're working all the time, that's just...
Okay, well, if you're so comfortable with him, then I think that you should just be with him. Like, I know you skipped your spin class to bang him, so just cut the and enjoy your life together.
Oh...
Great.
He's not wrong.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean,
have you been romantically involved with him at all?
I mean, we've been hanging out, and yeah, I mean, I guess no. I mean, we didn't. No, we haven't done that. But like, it's been close.
You don't send roses to your buddy,
girl.
Wow. I guess Chris is gone.
I guess so. I mean.
No, I mean, he's
in
not on the line.
One, it seems.
Wow, you might need to go make a couple of phone calls.
Yeah, or shut your Find My Friends off next time.
What about 2 dozen roses?
She just did not care.
Nope.
You almost blew the whole thing. You almost said Kennedy.
I know. Did you guys catch that?
Yes.
I was like, whoops.
We looked at each other like, ooh, that's never happened.
I've only been
happened.
Doing this for 8,000 years. You think I'd have it down by now?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.